stories told of two avid fishermen on their vacation, and they began swapping stories about the different places they had fished, the kind of tackle they had used, the best bait, and finally, about the fish they had caught. One of them told of a vicious battle he once had with a 300-pound salmon. The other man listened attentively. He frankly admitted he had never caught anything quite that big. However, he said, there was one time I was fishing in a lake that was very, very deep, and I snagged a lantern. When I pulled it up, I could see that it had been lost. It had been lost back in 1912 because there was a tag on it that proved that it was from 1912. But he said, the strangest thing about it is, well, you see, it was a waterproof lantern and the light was still lit. For a long time, the first fisherman said nothing. Finally, he took a deep and long breath and said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take 200 pounds off my fish if you'll put that light out of that lantern. Today's gospel reading deals with fishermen. In fact, the gospel account we heard today is from Peter. Mark is Peter's gospel. And it's very unlike what we think of as a fisherman's exaggerated story, is it? It's almost stark in its simplicity. Today we read about the first Christians. What is it to be a Christian? Our readings today from Jonah and the Gospel, I believe, offer us two views of Christianity. In the reading from Jonah, we see the prophet going to Nineveh. He didn't want to go, which is how he ended up in the fish's belly to begin with. But he didn't want to go because Nineveh was the capital of Israel's primary enemy, Assyria. And the Assyrians were a very cruel nation. The accounts written in the Bible talk of their cruelty, but there are also the archaeologist reports that we get today. What the archaeologists have discovered is that even the art they decorated their homes with portrayed their cruel nature. Their art glorifies savagery and death. They had murals of mounds of heads and people being flayed, that sort of thing. The art was a depiction of their real life. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh because he wanted them all to die. He wanted them to be judged and condemned. But finally he obeys God and goes and preaches. In a short sermon, he simply tells them that they're going to be overthrown. But what happens? People get scared. They stop doing bad and they try to be good. And this is one view of Christianity, isn't it? That is of being a nice person, maybe going to church, maybe even giving money to worthy causes. This is the view of many in the United States today. If you ask the person on the street, are you a Christian? Many would reply, yes, I try to be a good person. And in the postscript to Nineveh, God decided not to send the calamity that he had planned to send upon them. And that fits with this perspective as well. If I try to be good, then bad things won't happen to me. That's why there are books dealing with the topic when bad things happen to good people. Our society doesn't understand when bad things happen to good people. In our gospel reading today, we see, however, a different view of Christianity. We see Jesus calling Peter and Andrew and James and John to follow him. They immediately jump out of their boat or drop their nets and follow him. For 3 years, they camp out with Jesus, listen to him teach. They watch him heal the sick, cast out demons, even make dead people come back to life. They themselves get sent out and get to heal people and cast out demons. Can you imagine how that was? Can you imagine living with and talking to Jesus? Man, I would like to do that. Can you imagine camping out with Jesus, the God-man, there he is, listening to him, sitting next to him? But guess what? He's not here in the flesh anymore. We don't have the option of jumping out of our fishing boats, so to speak, and going to camp out with Jesus like the first disciples did. Following Jesus is now different than it was. The Christianity we have today, on the one hand, is harder. On the other hand, it's easier than it was for those first disciples. It's harder in that we don't have a visible, physical Jesus to follow. It's harder because we don't get to see those wonderful miracles that Jesus performed while he was here. It's harder because now we don't get to see firsthand what it means to live the kind of life he expects his followers to live. We don't get to watch Jesus in real life deal with people in everyday situations. So we follow by faith. On the other hand, Christianity is easier. It's easier because now we have the big picture of what Jesus did and why he did why he lived the way he did, why he had to die on the cross. We don't need to be confused on what he was trying to do and why, for example, he didn't raise up an army to kick out the Romans. We know now why. We see and understand that Christianity, that following Jesus is a whole life process. We see now that following Jesus means we need to struggle against our own selfish urges and inclinations to do bad things. And we struggle against the selfish and bad things that people around us do. And even the evil powers in this world. And we know that it's going to be a struggle to live like God wants us to live in this world. Following Jesus also means that the focus of our lives moves from being centered here on this world to being centered on our heavenly home. This world is only the first chapter in our lives. And compared with our eternal life, it's a very short first chapter, practically a preface. The song Amazing Grace has the phrase in there, when we've been there 10,000 years. If we live 80, 90, or even 100 years, that's a very short time in comparison to 10,000 years, isn't it? And then if you compare 10,000 years to 1,000,000 years, why, 10,000 years is practically no time at all either. Following Jesus, you see, thinking about life eternal, sets a whole different paradigm on what's important. What does our life now mean? What's it about? What should be important? The bottom line here, what we learn about Christianity from our gospel account, is that Christianity is centered around following Jesus. Christianity is more than simply trying to be a nice person. Repenting from being bad like the citizens of Nineveh is great. God likes that. But trying to be good doesn't make one a Christian any more than standing in a garage makes one a car. Christianity starts with following Jesus. This following begins by believing that he was and is the God-man who died in our place to save us from the penalty of our sins. But why did he die? He died so that we could have a relationship with God through Jesus. And that's the point of our Christianity, a relationship, a reconciliation with God. But how is a relationship even possible if God's not physically here? We see a picture of it in our Psalms reading. For God alone, my soul in silence waits. Truly my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be shaken. And God is my safety and my honor. God is my strong rock and my refuge. Put your trust in him always, O people. Pour out your hearts before him. Who is this God for whom we wait? Who is this God who is our rock and our salvation, our stronghold, so that we will not be shaken? Who is this God that we can pour out our hearts to? Who is he? Jesus. Jesus is who God is. This is what God looks like. This is how we understand who God is. When we try to conceptualize God, we think of Him in terms of Jesus. So Christianity is not simply a matter of trying to be good. Not that trying to be good is a bad thing, mind you. But Christianity is about following Jesus. In order to follow Him, we do need to learn who He is. We do this by learning all we can about Jesus through the Scriptures. But that's only part of it. As we learn who Jesus is, we see who God is. And we are to be pouring out our hearts to God and developing a relationship with Him. Because now we know who He is. So, Christianity. Christianity is more than simply being good. Christianity is developing a relationship, learning to camp out, if you will, with Jesus all the days of our lives. Amen.